The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
We have we've got Teresa on the phone today for Am I Wrong. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. How are y'all?
Hey, Teresa. We're good, man.
We're good. Now, you must not be really good. You're probably lying to us, though, because people don't call us for Am I Wrong if they're perfectly 100% great.
You got a point. I'm arguing with my husband today.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
Well, it is a day that ends in Y. So. Why? What's your husband's name, first of all?
My husband's name is Alex.
And what did he do this time?
I want to go to this wedding, and my husband has his annual fishing trip with his daddy and his brothers, and I get it. It's their thing. So I said, you know, instead of, you know, me going alone, could I take one of my friends, Rusty, to this wedding with me? And my husband said that I can't. And, I mean, he's just a friend of mine, you know. We've been friends for a while, and he was like, you can take a girlfriend or anything like that, but you can't take, you know, your friend Rusty. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not arguing with your fishing trip or trying to get you to go
right, or
anything like that. Why can't I take my friend to this wedding?
Okay.
Have a good time, and I don't have to be alone.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So he's going fishing. You get to bring you want to bring Rusty to the wedding. And he said no.
Right. And he said I could take a girlfriend, but, like, I want to dance and, like, you know, have a good time. You can't do that with a girlfriend, you know, at a wedding.
I don't know. I see a lot of crazy women dancing with each other at weddings.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can.
Let's call your husband Alex and find out why he doesn't want you going with Rusty, okay?
All right.
All right, perfect. Here we go. Let's
Hello?
Alex?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Alex, how you doing? My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with my good friend Megan.
Hey, Alex.
We're co-workers, too. We work together on the Big 8 Morning Mess. It's a morning show on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, one more fun fact. Your wife is with us, too, Teresa.
Okay.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, going on?
Teresa told us that you don't want her to take her friend, her guy friend, to the wedding she has coming up.
Yeah, Rusty.
I did say that.
Is there a reason specifically why?
Other than the fact that his name's Rusty?
I don't want my wife staying in a hotel with her ex-boyfriend.
Whoa, hang on.
What do you mean?
What ex-boyfriend? What hotel? Wait, Teresa.
He is not my ex, and you know that.
Hi, Teresa. And, he is your ex, all right? And I don't want you guys going to some hotel in Georgia and spending the weekend together.
Oh, Teresa, is this an away wedding?
It is an away wedding. We would have to stay at a hotel. But he is not my ex. Like, we've been friends since high school. Like, I will say, like, we hooked up a couple times as teenagers, but that was years ago.
Okay. Like, So the wedding is away, and you'd have to stay in the hotel with a guy that you've hooked up with before, and your husband's telling you no.
It was so long ago. There's no fear. He has a girlfriend now, and I'm married. Like, nothing can happen. We're just going to party, have a good time, and pass out.
Oh, sure. Okay, perfect. All right.
Right.
Hang on one second here, too. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be 340-9595. Should Teresa get to go to the away wedding with Rusty, or is Alex right? Like, hell no, you ain't going. Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, what's your take? What's your opinion for this couple?
Man, I think he should let her go just for the sense that he should let her go for good, man. She needs to bounce.
Oh, you think?
If she's willing to do that kind of stuff in a marriage, she obviously ain't serious about her marriage at all.
I mean, she claims she just wants to go to a wedding with a friend.
I mean, I've been married for 11 years, and my wife would never ask to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just out of respect for the marriage. Yeah. I mean, come on. Really?
All right, good point. All right, hey, so let her go for good is your advice.
It doesn't sound like she's committed to me.
All right, God. Hey, thanks for calling, Nick. We appreciate it. This is it Zipporah?
It's
Zipporah.
Oh, Zipporah. Oh, sorry. Zipporah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What'd you want to say?
Well, I wanted to say that I think Teresa's husband is definitely right. She should not be going to an away wedding to stay in a hotel with a guy that she used to hook up with. That's just wrong.
Especially a guy named Rusty.
I know, right?
You just can't, any guy named Rusty, you know you can't,
you can't trust him
with your wife.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad combination. And everybody knows what you do at weddings. You go and you get hammered.
You get drunk, right?
Yeah. And everyone knows what you do in hotel rooms.
Right.
So that's a bad combination. Liquor in a hotel room with somebody you used to hook up with?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly.
Also named Rusty. Let's not forget that.
Right.
Hey, thanks for calling, Zipporah. This is Felicia from St. Augustine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What's your advice for this couple, Felicia?
Miss Teresa is out of line. I just have to say she is out of line for trying to take Rusty to a go-away wedding when they got to stay in a hotel. She got an old man going fishing. I think she need to get one of her homegirls and go have a blast, but she is way out of line trying to bring Rusty. And the fact that that's an ex, feel like she hiding something, that ain't right.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that she's being so upfront about it. She's like, I'm just going to take this other dude. You know, wouldn't people be like, why are you taking this guy?
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 340-9595. A couple more calls. Does anyone think that it's okay for her to go? Hey, Pete, good morning. What do you want to say?
Not no, but hell no. Sounds like it'll be a marriage and a divorce at the same time.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Crescents.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Crescents, what do you think?
In my thinking, Mrs. Teresa is not honest. When she called, she never mentioned that it was an ex, and she didn't mention that it was out of Jacksonville or whatever she lives at.
Yeah.
So I agree with the husband. She's not moving. She goes fishing or she stay home.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, he doesn't want her going fishing. Yeah, let's be honest. He doesn't want her going to the wedding. That doesn't mean he wants her coming on the fishing
trip.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm pretty sure the opposite of that is true. Hey, thanks for calling. Hunter from Arlington, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, great. What'd you want to say, Hunter?
Well, I just think it's kind of fishy, man, that your wife wants to go with somebody she hooked up with to a wedding and stay overnight in a hotel. That sounds pretty fishy. I know my wife would never want to do that, and I would kind of agree with the first person you talked to. I say I would let her go and kind of just say that's the end of it, because if you're wanting to go hang out and get drunk and party and get hammered, whatever, with some other guy that's not me, that's definitely not something I want in my future.
Yeah. That's a great point.
I don't know why you wouldn't just take a friend, like a girlfriend.
My wife and I... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
There's tons of people out there that you could take besides your ex-boyfriend or besides your whoever, you know. That's just crazy. And you hook up with them. So now if you didn't expect your husband to think something of that, you're crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
My wife and I went to a wedding years ago, and I went with her, but my wife was in the wedding.
Okay.
So she was gone like the whole morning. There was some bridesmaids crap. Then there was a luncheon that I wasn't invited to. Then there was preparation. So I never really saw her, and I had to entertain myself.
Yeah.
So like I drove around and I saw like, you know, the world's largest frying pan. And I went to like the cut. I don't even remember what this has no bearing really on the story.
I was like, this is the worst story ever.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. No, the world's biggest frying pan was really interesting. They do like, they fry like 500 chickens in it every year on the 4th of July.
Cool story, bro.
Never mind.
That's nothing to do with it.
Still has nothing to do with it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. It's in Rose Hill, North Carolina, if you were wondering.
Okay.
Kimberly from the West Side.
All this info I never wanted to know.
Kimberly from the West Side, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Well, you think she should go?
I think so. I don't think she should go, but I think he should let her go. It doesn't sound like she's very committed to her marriage at all.
Okay. No,
saying like go as in break up.
Oh, like go permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah, like go permanently. I mean, it doesn't sound like you're very committed to your marriage, and obviously it sounds like you have a good man. I mean, you say you've hooked up with the guy before, and it seems out of line to me.
Yeah, right.
No,
totally.
That's a great point. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Well, look, Teresa, a lot of people are saying you're a little, you know, I don't know why you would even suggest that because you're married.
Oh, well, just because I'm married doesn't mean I don't have friends, you know, and I don't think, like, nothing's going to happen there. Like, that's already, like,
right.
a thing we don't even have to talk about. So I don't know. I don't see what the problem is.
Right. But I mean, it is, he's your friend, but he's also a dude, and it'd be a, like when Megan and I, you know, Megan and I never share hotel rooms or anything.
Yeah. You could just, I mean, at least get a different hotel room.
Yeah. Or like, you know, take somebody else who's a girl.
Yeah. Take your girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to think about it. Like, maybe we could get separate hotel rooms. Like, that would be the easiest solution. But I don't know. I'll have to think about it all. But I just think it's silly that this is even a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, hey, listen, good luck figuring this one out, you two.
Yeah, I mean, I already got it figured out.
Yeah, okay. I got to figure it out. She ain't going.
Yeah,
it's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.